Hi, welcome to Everything Business by Sirisha Varma. In this Saturday's roundup of the top 5 trending startup news for the week ending 22nd January 2022, we have the following. News number 1. Government of India is taking significant steps to boost up startup ecosystem as announced by Commerce and Industries Minister Mr. Piyush Goyal. He called upon Indian Inc. to aim for raising 75 unicorns in the 75 weeks leading up to the 75th independence anniversary of our country, India. The government is also taking significant steps such as resolving the angel tax issue, simplification of tax procedures, and self-certification in a bid to boost up the eco-startup system here in India. As you know, India is known to be one of the easiest or the simplest countries to create a startup. It could be because of the numerous registrations that need to be done or the licenses that need to be applied. So, at an event organized by IT industry body NASSCOM, Goyal mentioned that over 26,500 compliances have either been simplified, digitalized, or completely removed from the statute, and almost 770 offenses decriminalized. After reviewing the national single window system, which many of us don't even know about, he said that presentations be made before large corporations and to the Indian missions abroad to speak about the awareness regarding national single window system. The minister said a chief information security officer will be nominated to work exclusively for the security and risk monitoring of the National Single Window System portal. BNPL platform Just Money sees a 300% increase in transactions. For those of you who don't know what BNPL is, it is a category of business wherein you buy now but pay later. That is where your credit cards also come into picture. BNPL platform Just Money saw a 300% increase in transactions in 2021, driven mostly by young borrowers. The median age group of people on this platform ranges from 23 to 26 years old, but the actual data tells us that the youngest customer is of 18 years of age and the oldest is of 66 years of age. While men from Tier 1 and Tier 2 cities have spent heavily on fashion and lifestyle, women from Tier 1 and Tier 2 cities spent on upgrading their electronics and pursuing edtech courses. If you look at the Tier 1 and the Tier 2 cities that have participated on Just Money platform, Bangalore, Mumbai, New Delhi, Pune, Hyderabad, Chennai, Ahmedabad, Thane, Kolkata, and Jaipur emerge as the top cities. While Lucknow, Kanchipuram, Vijayawada, Visakhapatnam, Guntur, Surat, Indore, Bhopal, Tiruvallur, and Coimbatore were the top Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities on the platform. In other news, BharatPay's Ashneer Grover goes on leave weeks after his rant went viral. Ashneer Grover, for those of you who don't know, is the co-founder and managing director of BharatPay. He's also one of the sharks who is premiering on Sony Live's Shark Tank India. Has taken a voluntary leave of absence until the end of March, when a video clip of him using expletives against a Kotak Mahindra Bank employee went viral. Ashneer was trying to get funding to invest in Nykaa's IPO from Kotak Mahindra Bank. But when it was refused, he started using expletives. Grover has also sent a legal notice to Kotak Mahindra Bank seeking damages for missing out on the opportunity for investing in Nykaa. For those of you who don't know what Nykaa is a profitable e-commerce platform here in India, which deals specifically with makeup and makeup accessories. We have also created a case study video in this channel, Everything Business by Sirisha Varma on Nykaa, which you can go ahead and check out as well. Kotak Mahindra has actually stated that they would be pursuing legal action offer inappropriate language used by Ashneer Grover. Bharat Pay is one of those payment processing platforms and is one of those smaller players in the same segment that Paytm works in. Paytm is India's biggest IPO, or Paytm is India's biggest payment processing engine. We have also done a case study on Paytm and its business model, which you can also check out. Bharat Pay mostly caters to the financial services needs of small merchants and kirana stores. It was founded in 2018 and is currently valued at $2.85 billion. This incident just shows us that raising money and being a co-founder of a successful company is not enough. You still need to maintain yourself humbly and take care of your communication before you say something which will hurt you. In other news, Prime Minister Modi has announced January 16th as a startup, National Startup Day. He termed startups to be the backbone of New India and the engine that will power the nation's economic growth in the run-up to the 100th year of independence. Prime Minister Modi has also noted that 42 unicorns, that is companies which have been valued at over $1 billion, have come up in the past year, that is 2021, changing the rules of the game. I hope this will make sure that many more youth look at startups or creating businesses rather than just running behind normal jobs. News number 5 is, of course, about Reliance Retail. Reliance Retail acquires a 54% stake in the robotics firm Adverb Technologies. The retail unit of Reliance Industries, Reliance Retail Ventures, has been going big in the retail segment. It has also bid to acquire majority stake in Kishore Biyani's Big Bazaar as well. They have picked up a 54% stake in robotics company Adverb Technologies for $132 million. Adverb Technologies was founded in June 2016 by Kumar, Pratik Jain, Beer Singh, Satish Kumar Shukla, and Amit Kumar. Adverb Technologies provides warehouse and factory automation products powered by robotics, AI, machine learning, deep learning, computer vision, and IoT. If you know about Amazon, Amazon has already acquired a robotics company to take care of its warehousing facilities. So Reliance Retail is also going in the same path as Amazon. Adverb manufactures its own robots and develops the software to control these, thus enabling the company to offer customization and easy integrations to their existing customers. Reliance Retail, with this acquisition, is making a statement in the market that it is going big and would definitely try to beat Amazon at its own game, at least here in India. I hope you found this content interesting. This is Sirisha Verma, founder, chief strategist at Branding by Pixels, a business strategy, design, and digital marketing company, coming live to you from India. I'll see you in the next video. Please do subscribe to my channel and smash that like button. Please do have a great weekend ahead. Bye-bye.